ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
I just had inspiration on the spur of the moment as Rochan Prabhu came to me, and I asked if there are any more of his god brothers and god sisters. I just thought I'd speak something about Sahotra Maharaj. Well, you all know his great personality. Not a person of this world. He never belonged to this world, did he?
No.
He never really had any contact with this world except to laugh at the foolishness of it. He was very conscious of the foolishness of material life and to help others to come out of that. Unique person, there's no doubt. You can't say about anyone, he's like Suhotra Maharaj. As I said to him once, that, some people think you're crazy, but I just think it's your, what they see is, your reaction to the absurdity of this world. And this movement also, he couldn't, in the last few years, he found it increasingly difficult to relate to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, many of the things going on in it. But he found the essence. He was always looking for the essence. He told me in 1989, I remember that, I know the year because it was the last time I was in Malaysia, we were there in Malaysia too. He said, this isn't the movement I joined. So he was always a person of the essence. He put his email identity, what was that, Nirupadi?
Hamsir.
No, he had several. He had Kawasaki Zoo or something for some time. You saw that once in Japanese. One he said, Upadhi Shunya, I think it was. He told me, what was that? He said, I'm not a sannyasi anymore, and there's no such thing as after sannyas. So I said, now I'm completely free of all upadhis. So, what was I going to say? I forgot. Yeah, he was always he was concerned with the essence. He wasn't concerned with the formalities or the different kind of diplomatic adjustments one has to make, even in an institution. In a religious movement, the ideal is there and the practical is there. But he had difficulty fitting into the practical. He was only interested in the ideal. So I worship him for that. We can remember he was committed to the ideal. He never compromised on that. And even he had some personal difficulties. I don't know what the details of those are because I was never interested to find out, but his life was glorious, mysterious. Impossible to fully understand him, but he was fully committed to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. And that is his glory. So all glories to Sahotra Maharaj. So please be worthy followers of him. Be committed to the ideal. Hare Krishna.
Du bist zu spät.
You're late, that means. Is it? Yeah. I could catch by the
nectar verpasst.
I could catch by the sound. I don't know German.
You know why he's late? Because he's not really German. He's Indian.
No more joke. Be worthy. Followers of him. Be committed to the ideal. Hare Krishna.
Du bist zu spät.
You're late, that means. Is it? Yeah. I could catch by the
nectar verpasst.
I could catch by the sound. I don't know German.
You know why he's late? Because he's not really German. He's Indian.
You're more German than the Germans.
He has become a pure Indian devotee.
Yeah, so be. Yeah, please remember the ideal that he lived for and he always pursued. It's a great example. Hare Krishna.
And you saw him last time?
I saw him last time this year in Mayapur at the festival. I didn't speak to him. I just saw him in Tulsi Arati. And he didn't want to speak, so I didn't speak to him. Because I know sometimes he just doesn't want to speak to people. You know, sometimes you speak with him so much, and then the next day, he's in a different mood. He doesn't want to speak. He, you know, he's thinking about something or whatever. So I didn't speak to him that day. And I went to see him at Gurukul Maharaj's ashram, and it was empty. There was no one there. They're all hiding away somewhere. And I didn't have any more time. I'd been there for 4 to 5 days. So I didn't see him this year. I mean, I just saw him. I didn't speak with him. The year before that, we spoke for 6 hours. One night, at 1:30 in the morning, I said, Maharaj, I'd like to go to sleep now. So, and we spoke so many things. And the time before that, we had more time. You weren't there in Salem when he was there.
Mm.
We called him down to Salem. He was there. He gave a seminar, philosophy. We called him down to have a philosophy seminar. We wanted him to call him again and again. I told him that you come again. He said, I'm doing this work now and we'll come again. So we wanted to develop that center in Salem, having, you know, lots of getting deeply into philosophy, and we wanted to call him, but anyway. I got some inspiration from his passing away in that after reading one of his books, I can't remember which one it was, when I saw him I said that I appreciate that book very much. And he said to me that, actually the books that I really want to write, I haven't written them yet. So I thought, well, that's true with me now also. There are many books I have to write, I haven't written them, so I got some inspiration. I better stop running around all over the world and write some books, because you never know. Thank you. He went suddenly, mysteriously. That's his. He left, the way he lived his life, he was like, you know, unknown, unexpected, and he planned, but glorious.
I remember him. He told me 6 months before that actually what he did, he took sannyas from sannyas.
Yeah, that's how he told me that also. Yeah. Upadhi shunya. I can't remember exactly. He must have it in there somewhere. He gave himself one of his several email addresses. He's just changing. So.
Yeah, he wanted to be fully focused on his studying and writing. Really, all the time.
Yeah, that's what Gurukul Maharaj said. He said, "What do you call a person who works for 3 days and nights without eating or sleeping on the Srimad Bhagavatam? That's sannyas from sannyas, isn't it?" So much enthusiasm and focus and such insights. It's unique in that sense. I was speaking yesterday with Shivaram Maharaj about Sahaja Maharaj, and he was repeatedly saying how much he appreciated his lectures. And Manidhar Prabhu also often told me that. I mean, how much he appreciated his lecture, how he guided the devotees year after year after year. he'd just see the maya that the devotees are in, and he wouldn't make a big psychological session, but in the lecture he'd philosophically address the points like a surgeon. He'd just give the analysis so that everyone could understand.
I heard Indrajini Maharaj's opinion about his passing away, and Maharaj said that actually because in this movement people really didn't appreciate him, that's why Krishna took him earlier.
But those that appreciated, they appreciated much. He was a very he could see so many things, but he didn't want to get involved on a political level at all. He was very, very detached from this world in the sense that the political necessities, he didn't want to get involved in that, what you could call it. Someone has to do it, you could say, there's politics in a big society, and you could say someone has to do it, but he didn't want, not only had distaste for that, he didn't like that at all. So he really lived for the ideal. He never compromised that at all. And completely dedicated to Prabhupada. Even that Manidhar Prabhu told him, Harikesha told him, that he's the only devotee in our movement who can read a whole library of Kami books and not be distracted. And he'll take out the essence and use it in his preaching. He was brilliant, of course. I didn't say that. He was a genius kind of person. I didn't say that now because that himself, he didn't promote himself as a genius. He wasn't puffed up about it, about being a lot more intelligent than, everyone around him. He was a real person, isn't it? He was no show. He wasn't putting on any shows of anything. Inside and outside. Same. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Vaishnava is inside and outside the same.
I cannot find Nandi Tirtha anywhere now, so as soon as I get him and I find out, that's just.
Okay. You can make some book of some memories. I saw Tamal Krishnamurti's disciples did some of those.
I have a request because there are some disciples of Maharaj who are really staunch and fixed in the faith of him, and they didn't even think about taking renunciation or something. You could say some words to them.
Well, I said last year in Finland, Tatmavar Prabhu brought some of his disciples in. And then they asked me about taking reinitiation. I said, you can do what you like, but I wouldn't. Why? What's the reason? He had something. I don't even know what it was, actually. I didn't bother to. I never saw that in him, so why should I pursue? He had some difficulties, whatever. But he did. I never heard he broke any principles or anything. So, I don't know. But even, like I say, he's fully dedicated to Prabhupada. And his shiksha is very powerful and helpful. So, what's the point? It's reinitiation. I wasn't in favor of that.
Now there is this issue only of the samadhi for him.
He wouldn't care this way, that way, or the other way. But his disciples should. But I personally find it distasteful that there's any issue at all about it. So just make a samadhi memorial or whatever you want to call it. And if they don't give you permission, well, just make a private trust or something and do it. Buy some land, you know, 3 square feet of land or something. It doesn't need to be very big. Well, a little bigger than that. Just do it anyway. Why shouldn't he be remembered? He should be remembered.
It's really not common to get information how to. I will put the question otherwise, because we have the.
Otherwise, you can make a memorial somewhere like here or in the West or something. He was mostly preaching in the West anyway. Okay. You can do something.
Shall we worship our Guru Maharaj who has passed away just as Prabhupada's disciples are worshiping Prabhupada?
You can worship him as you worshiped him, as you were doing when he's here, when he was here, as a representative of Prabhupada. And so, the best worship is to be an ideal follower. And if there's opposition like this to having a samadhi or whatever, maybe just leave it. Because it's difficult to say because he himself wouldn't fight over this kind of thing. And I don't think he'd encourage his disciples to do so also. He was more interested in... He didn't want to come down to a lower level of consciousness. If people... You know, even people mistreated him and this and that. He didn't tangle with them. He didn't fight. He associated with the people he wanted to associate with, especially with Gurukul Maharaj. And with the Srimad, he associated with Prabhupada in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, that was his response. He just come to a higher level of consciousness. It's why have your mind disturbed by all these things? Just concentrate on the essence. We're not here long, as he has shown, because it wasn't expected. He was still relatively young. How old?
58. Yeah. He was born 50, December 50. Yeah.
So it's 56.
I remember him, this last time I saw him, he wanted me to show some passage from Prabhupada's purpose, and he said that he was looking for that for a long time, and he finally found it. This was a statement of Prabhupada that physical health is extremely important for spiritual development. Stressing that so much. I was amazed to hear that from his mouth, because usually he was not caring for himself.
So that would be nice. That would be a good memorial. Make some book of remembrances from his disciples and others. There are many also who are not directly his disciples who very much appreciated the help he'd given them over all the years. Manidhar Prabhu, you could make a book on his remembrances. I heard so many things from Manidhar Prabhu. We had our private Sahodra fan club between us. we often used to speak of him. And probably you also will do. We're both admirers. Of his dedication to truth. That's the point I remember of him. more than anything. Different people I remember for different things. Hare Krishna. Anyone? And there are so many things to say. There was a request that I speak to the German brahmacharis. Who asked that? Do you know? Oh. Now he's not to be found. Probably gone off and taken rest somewhere. If he's not, if he can't be seen. That's one thing I can do today before the rest of the program goes on. Does anyone want to say anything more? Like I say, there should be so many things to say.
There are so many things to say, actually.
So maybe we'll finish now, and then in due course of time. You can write it down. And worship him by writing. His writing was his great contribution. I mean, writing and speaking.
Admitted that this was actually the service Prabhupada gave him through. He had some dream when Prabhupada. Right. Why don't you write?
Yeah. So that's what remains. His ongoing service. So we'll finish here now.
Thank you very much.
Jai, Sri Maharaj Ki Jai. By the way, I never called him Prabhu or anything. To me it was just ridiculous. I always called him Sahotra Maharaj.
They used to call him Maharaj always in the Guru.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me, and so it's just some funny idea someone had.